Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
I think some people are named appropriately when they're given a name, like Dork was my name initially. No, I'm kidding. But this week, through the pleasure of Rosalind McGrath, I got a chance to call Joy Regina Melchizedek. She's out of Pennsylvania. And Rosalind, I guess, was at some kind of event that Joy and others were hosting. Joy actually started working with Flo Magdalena, is that how you say your name, in 1991?
Yeah, that's right.
And you had your first experience, Joy, when you were like 3 years old,
mm-hmm.
about spirits, tuning into souls and doing healing work?
Actually, the first reading came through when I was three.
Wow.
And was that
confusing for you at that point?
No. I thought that's what everyone did, you know. We all talk to dead people and Christ and whoever else shows up, you know.
Well, I just want to thank you for coming on my show. It's so nice to meet you.
Oh, you too. And it's a pleasure to be here. I'm very excited, and I'm really happy to share with everyone, and I hope somebody finds something that can support them along the way here.
Well, you're a teacher, a writer, an advocate for children and peace. They also call you the baby whisperer?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. That's one of my most honored titles. There's this ancient language, it's called soul language, and every soul, adult and child, has a soul language that they connect with. And I found when I do this with the babies will literally light up. It's like they connect, they go into this place of bliss with you. And they'll give me their pacifiers and their bottles and whatever they're
really
holding to acknowledge the connection. It's the sweetest thing. It's just heaven, absolute heaven.
Sounds interesting. It really does. And, you know, I know you also do, I don't want to leave out, you do the heart thread work, and you can explain mm-hmm. what that is, soul recognition process and circuitry alignment process as well. Those are mm-hmm. some of the things you do.
Yeah, those are things I was trained to do through soul support systems. When I met Flo in 1991 or two, she quickly became a teacher. And along the way, I got trained through different shamanic studies through soul recognition, which she is the founder and executive director of, our soul support systems. The heart thread work is a process that helps you unravel hidden patterns where people feel stuck in their lives. There's an angel on the other side that steps forward, and he comes in and you work together with him. And then along the way, if there's people that have died or beings like other angels that want to speak, they'll come in. And all this light comes in, and it just redirects your DNA pattern mm. so that you start to live as your authentic self.
That sounds really cool, and you want to do that to me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Actually, I would love to see the world get that, mm. you know, because I feel it's one of the most effective, easiest ways to embrace your higher self mm. and to really embody it and ground it and live it. It's very exciting work.
It sounds interesting. You know, I've had similar things like that, but
sure.
And I guess there's a different version. Everybody's got a slightly different way of approaching it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So what is the soul recognition? I mean,
the soul recognition. That can be a 3 to 5 day process where at least 4 facilitators step forward, and what we do, we work with your soul. Your soul actually directs us and tells us what needs to be done. The work is done in a safe, honoring, unified field, and there's anywhere from usually 6 or more participants that sign up for a week at a time, and you go through these journeys that The only way I can describe it is, you know how normally when you get shamanic work done, they tell you that you have to go and get all the lost aspects of yourself. You have to go out and find those lost parts of yourself. With this work, what we are trained to deal with the soul as whole and light. So really, you'll go through unraveling, but you're really embodying your soul more than gathering it.
You know, and that's the thing. There's so many different there's so many different processes, and I guess you have to pick what works, what feels right to it. Anybody would have to pick what feels right.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's interesting, too, because you can try it all. That's one of the things. I feel with the soul recognition work, when I got involved in that, I think it was in 1994, and by that time, I was already traveling the country. I had done radios, I had done group, I had done all kinds of stuff, and you know, I've taken people through other processes. But when that soul called to me, I was in a shopping center, and I heard this song, "Let Your Soul Be Your Pilot" by Sting, come over the radio, right? And all of a sudden, my body started to convulse, and I knew when this person had asked me if I wanted to do this work, and I said, no, I had to go and do that work. I figured it was a sign, you know? One of the things I feel that's unique with soul recognition work is it's been called Mary Magdalene's work.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and the Magdalene, you know, she got all those that bad reputation.
Right. Well, since then, I think some people maybe.
Yeah, they're waking up. Yes. They're changing their minds.
I'm sorry. I didn't
go ahead. No, no.
I was just going to say, was she married to Jesus? Was she, in what way was she connected to him? Or?
Well, that's interesting you asked that. There's Flo also wrote a book called The I Remember Union. And it's the story of Magdalene and Christ. And I read this when it first came out in 91 or 2, one of those years there. And I found it to be the gauge for me from which I assimilate where I find truth. This book, I had dreams, I had experiences when I read it. Now, everybody resonates to what they resonate to. I'm just sharing my own experience. But I read this book, and it filled in the reasons why, being raised a Catholic, when I would go to the Stations of the Cross, I wasn't, you know, traumatized when I would go to this. And this book, it answered all these questions because it triggered memories of things that were in me. And it really brought the relationship of Christ and Magdalene to light in a different way. It's very beautiful. It's called I Remember Union. And whether you believe the story or not, I got to tell you, it's the best love story I ever read, too.
Well, that's
And it's written by Flo Aivia Magdalena.
You know, I wasn't going to say her middle name because I had no idea how to pronounce it.
That's okay. Most people go through that. But, yeah, it's her soul name. Actually, just like Regina's mind.
I see. So I have a coworker in here, Mindy Wills Davis, who does news on our radio station. Mindy is, I just love working with her. And you've already been introduced to her, and I'm sure you got a feeling for her right away. And so she has some questions, and maybe you have some things. What I'm going to say before we get to this is that the other night when I talked to you on the phone, you told me at least four things that were just blew me away, because there was no way I thought you would know them. And I know we're always kind of like testing the psychic, you know, let's play the game, test the psychic to see how good they are. And the part about Michael, the Archangel Michael being around me, I always ask him to be around me. And you picked his name out of thin air. And the part about my parents, and she also said that I've been involved in aliens, with aliens, Mindy. Can you believe that?
No, not at all. Peg that one.
Which is absolutely true. I didn't tell you this, Joy, but in 1992, when I was, I would go see my son on the weekend in a town about 50 miles from here. And I, for some reason, I don't think my son was with me that weekend. And I went, and I had read a book about communicating with just about anybody. You do it when you're going to sleep, you think about them. Mm-hmm. And so the same for aliens. Why not? You know, why not? And so in the middle of the night, this being showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there, and it was a 4 foot tall, big eyes, and it just looked at me, and I looked at it, and it was a short, but it was really something neat. And I mm-hmm. felt at the time it was a dream, but later I realized there's no way I'd remember that mm-hmm. in the middle of the night.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, so you nailed it, Joy, and I thought, you know what? Mindy's got a few questions. She's always curious. She wants to learn, and maybe this is connected to her path in some way, but I'm not going to give any more away because you don't want that, right?
No.
Go ahead.
Hi, Mindy.
Hello.
Okay, I'm just sitting with you here. The first thing I said was I can feel your heart in your voice, and I can feel that, yes, you're on the path, as TJ said, but you're going through quite a few shifts right now and quite a few expansions, like many, many on the planet. But there are pieces you've been searching for to put together. You're very intuitive yourself. You're someone who can actually tune in and direct people. You're an extreme confidant for people, too. So you have a tendency that you can gather people to you and soothe troubled, worried aspects of themselves. You're definitely an old soul, and your vibration is linked very strongly. I can feel the angels around you, and I can feel the feminine deities around you. You have very powerful feminine energy, and you draw people to you like a magnet. And this can be really good. You just got to keep saying no every once in a while, you know? Give me space. Make sure you get enough rest. Okay.
Yeah.
And you have, should I keep going or should I stop?
No, you're fine. Absolutely.
Okay. And I know you said you have some questions, but I just want to say, I see this image of you as a little girl outside, and it looks like you're in nature there, and you are very small, probably. Oh, close to, I would say, 18 months. And the fairies, there's a link with the fairies with you, the nature beings, the water sprites, all those magical deities. This is a very important piece to you that needs to have a lot of say, because the magic is very important in your life, how things evolve. The magic is really interwoven to it. So this is really an exciting time for you, too, because the magic is going to support you to get you to where you need to be.
When you say magic, and I'll let you go on in just a moment, what can you define that, what you mean? Because that's kind of a wide term, I guess.
Okay, the wide term is if you think of the fairies, the gnomes, the leprechauns,
okay,
the water sprites, these energies are actually interlinked with your soul. So mm-hmm. There's a part of you that recognizes the frequency of home through the links with the magical beings and myths and this sort of thing,
mm-hmm.
things that can excite you. And it feels like these doors, I can actually see unicorns in your field. There's like doors wanting to open around you that are going to link things up very quickly. And I can actually see a grid that's going to establish some things very quickly and strongly in your life. And I see this very fancy, almost like written calligraphy, this writing, creativity, and it's all linked to magic. This is cool. Does that make sense to you?
It does, yeah.
Okay. Very good.
what anything you want to say that you feel really hits on any of that, Mindy?
That's not the first time that I've been told that I had fairies around me.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something else that you and I looked at each other.
Well, the fairies, she had these strange things going on in her house.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big oak tree in this trailer she used to live in, right next to it.
Yes.
And her husband experienced somebody knocking on the bathroom door. She had things. What did you have, a ring disappear?
I did. I did, and then I found it in my jewelry box later.
Can I tell you about that?
Yes.
Okay. The first thing is the knock on the door and the tree. The gnomes and the leprechauns, they like to hide out in darker places, okay? And the leprechauns are sometimes seen as tricksters, but really what they are is teachers. They were trying to get in touch with you. Now, because they want you to recognize this link, because it's in your life, okay, and it's connected to your soul. And the disappearance of the ring, there's these beings in houses. They're called Tomptons, and they're like nature spirits of the house. And they've been known to do things like lift rings and that kind of stuff, and then they'll bring it back. But that's who did that.
Oh, funny.
They want you to see them, okay? So what you could actually do if you felt up to it, okay, I see this fairy. She's talking to me because there's a sweetness she has that she wants to work with you to invite the fairies to come into your home. So let's say if you get some flowers and you put them near the window and you just see your space as a light and you say to the fairies and the Tomptons, okay, everyone, I know you're here. And this is a gift I'm bringing in the house to honor you. And I would like to know if you're ready to work with me, if you will come forward. Because what they'll do, they'll make themselves appear and be known when they have work to do with you, okay? But I can feel that along with having work to do with you, they really want to connect with you. Because this is their time to come and be visible now, too. They want to be known.
And when you say this is their time to be visible, too, is that because you're talking about the shift in consciousness? Is that
absolutely. Okay. Anything that's hidden, okay, secret, whatever. If there's a secret somewhere, it's going to come into the light. That's why all the stuff with politics is shifting, right?
Everything is shifting on the planet.
Absolutely, okay. Everything. So any of these magical beings that went into hiding because of the density on Earth, well, that's being lifted. So they're going to come out more, and they want to be known, you know, just like it's time for the unification of all souls. They're a part of that. And they're so sweet. They are so sweet. They really are.
Okay.
And not only that, they can teach you how to grow food that no one can understand how it's happening. You've heard of the garden at Finehorn?
No.
Well, this is very cool. There's a garden, I think it's Scotland, where all that was there were rocks. And a group of people got together and decided that, you know, it was time for them to work with the nature beings. And what they wound up doing was growing these pumpkins and tomatoes and potatoes and all these food, like 10 times their normal size, in the middle of rocks.
Wow.
Because they learn to grow food in cooperation with nature.
Oh.
So there's three books I'm going to mention, okay, with this. And this is important because, as you know, with New York and New Jersey, things are shifting radically.
Right.
And our food sources are shifting. So there are three books I suggest everyone read. The Garden at Finehorn. There's another one called A Summer with the Leprechaun by Tanis Hollowell. And the third one is Behaving as if the God in All Things Mattered by Michelle Small-Wright. So with these three books, it'll give you a lot of information on how to grow food in cooperation with the nature beings. And they get you to do all kinds of wild stuff while you're doing it.
Hmm.
They'll have you go and plant seeds under a full moon in the winter and all kinds of stuff. But what happens when you learn how to do it, you learn to grow food magically that is pure.
No kidding.
All right?
And the rules don't apply like we think.
Mm-mm. There are no rules.
I guess so. Anything is possible. Anything is possible, right?
That's right. I like the way you said, I guess so. It's true. I checked.
So,
how you doing, Mindy? You had questions?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, unless, is there somewhere else that you wanted to go, or?
No, I'm with you here. Whatever, I just wanted to fill in that piece, just in case somebody needed it. But, so your questions, what were they?
One of them, I just wanted to know if there's any spirits of family or loved ones that are around me.
Absolutely. As soon as you said that, I can feel like this grandmother kind of energy around you, and whether it's your grandmother or your great-grandmother, you have a strong link with the ancient wisdoms, okay? And they want to assist you. I'm hearing the words, we tend to her, we tend to her. And that there's, and I'm actually seeing an image of, like, guardianship around you, like they're watching you.
Okay.
All right. You know who this is?
It could be one of probably three people.
Can you get a name at all, John?
Well, I'm getting a female, okay, if that narrows it down, a name. Names aren't usually in my area. I see, but I can tell you what I see. Hold on. She's got like gray white hair, and her face, well, the face is let go of aging. She's showing me that there's a real strong heart link between the two of you, the one that you feel the strongest heart link with. Somebody, and she tells me that you wonder about her periodically, and you actually talk to her. You know who that is?
Is it, have I met her before?
You know, in those times when you're silent and you meditate, you get still in yourself?
Right.
Right? And you know sometimes how you feel this sense of presence that's powerful and loving around you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's feminine, okay? And this actually feels like she says that she's telling me that she carries the ancient wisdoms to you because you pick up things very spontaneously, she says, and you don't know where they come from. You know how sometimes you're talking to somebody and you say things and you go, huh, where'd that come from?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
This is this connection with this person. And it doesn't matter if it's a relative or not, because it's such a strong link that this is a guardian, okay, that's around you, that wants herself to be known to you. You know how we all have guides and everything? Let me tell you something. When the ancient grandmothers show up with you, that's a big deal, and that's who that is, okay?
Yeah. The reason I asked if I had met her before or not, I was talking with my mom the other day about, you know, some questions that I should or shouldn't ask you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was just kind of saying, well, I could ask this, this, and that, that. And I have a great-grandmother who I've never met before.
Okay.
But my entire life, I've been told how much I look like her. I have her skin. Okay. I have her lips. And yeah. I told my mom, does she know that?
Okay, here's the thing then. You know how when I first started, I said it could be a great-grandmother?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that's your neighborhood you want to look in. Great-grandmother or not, she's also now, she's embodied these ancient wisdoms, okay? Because on the other side, her vibration went way, way up. And she remembered all the soul wisdom she needed to recall to be whole in oneness on the other side. So that particular ancient, if you think of it like this, she's graduated, and now she's passing that on to you.
Wow.
She's with you, okay?
That's something else. Wow.
She's just lovely, lovely. And, you know, with this work that I do with kids and everything, I have to tell you, the grandmothers are amazing to have them come in any fashion. I've experienced them, and what they do is just awesome. So this is really a blessing for you, Mindy. Really.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And You mentioned kids, and I was kind of just wondering if there's any child spirits attached to either myself or my son, or...
Child spirits attached. That's really funny. The first thing I saw was this image of a child peeking out from behind a tree. And I'm looking like somebody who's just kind of wanting to be known, but kind of hides out too. There's like a shyness with this spirit, okay? Hold on. Let me find out who he's talking to here. He, she. All right, the word I'm getting is both. I'm getting there's a connection. Now, you said you have a child, right?
I do.
Okay. You know your child is very conscious, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yes, he is. And he's, how old is he now?
He's 2 months old today.
2 months old. Oh, babies. My first hit was this was a crystal child. This is definitely a crystal child.
Can you explain that? Because maybe Mindy's not familiar with
it. Okay. In the year 2000, well, you've heard of the indigo children, right?
Right.
Okay. In the year 2000, there was a new wave of children being born that started to come in called the crystal, the rainbow children. And these children, where the indigo children have this tendency of acting out radically to change society, like they'll push the envelope like Columbine. They'll do things like that if they're not seen as equal. Now, if they're balanced, they bring about peace and alter society in an amazing way. But the crystal children started coming in 2000. And what we discovered about them, a lot of these kids are able to change the world with a smile. Their light is so strong that you can just see it. It's like, I don't even think you have to be clairvoyant to see it with them. It's like this crystal pulsating energy. And they have this tendency of looking through everything. Like when you connect with one of these children, you know you have, you know, because they look at you, they look into your soul.
Mm.
And they're just amazing. They laugh a lot. A lot of times they're born into families where indigo children are because the energy of the indigo children and the crystal children, it's very congruent. So they're able to support each other.
Is Mindy an indigo?
I kind of have that feeling she is. How old are you, Mindy?
29.
Oh, yeah. So 29, so you were born after 1986. Give me some good math stuff.
83.
Well, early indigo. That would make sense. Because there are some that came earlier.
Right.
Now, you personally, all your life, you came in and kind of went, the world is kind of an interesting place. This is strange here. You know that feeling you've had?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is very indigo. The other thing is... you know, I'm getting this thing that you have a lot of activity in your dreams. Like you dream in color, you have visits in your dreams, and, you know, you're a very, very conscious being. So you have a lot going on. It's busy. This is very exciting.
So
congratulations on the baby.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes. I'm sorry, go ahead, TJ.
I was just going to ask you, because, you know, Schmitty's at kind of a crossroads, just like I am, and you and I mm-hmm. talked about this the other night.
Sure.
And so, and I don't know if this was what you were going to ask, Mindy, but I'm sure it's on your mind. And I can read it right now.
Of course you can. I know, I can't get away with nothing.
No, it's like her and I are connected here at work. We've been connected,
sure.
I think, in a lot of ways, because we both recognize, I think we recognize that.
Yes.
And it's not like that with everybody we work with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so she's kind of at a fork. in the road.
Yes.
And what do you see about that? If you don't mind me asking.
No, I don't mind at all.
No, you don't mind. Okay. The first thing is, the fork in the road, the magic has already started. You have this baby. Okay. So when you live your life every day and you look at the baby and you say, okay, what does this baby need? This baby is going to teach you about what it needs in a way that you never thought of, okay? So this is going to help open some doors. Just the baby's presence here will do that. It does feel like there's a strong link with you getting involved. Do you like to write?
I do. I haven't done it for a while, aside from I write to my son in a journal all the time.
Yes, yes. Well, what I saw was this book, okay, and this very creative book. Now, once you get a book out there and it becomes a bestseller, you don't have to worry about money, okay? So, you know, in your free time, you don't even have to think of writing the book for money. You're already writing the book, you know? It's like something very precious that people, that what you're doing is gathering information that looks like it's going to need to be known on how to raise a child who's conscious, okay? You can start taking notes. There's certain things you can do with your baby, like you can start reaffirming their light every day. Look and you take his feet and bring the light down and say over and over, you are light, so you shall remain, and you keep doing this every day. It's an I Remember Union book, and it's a way to help the baby remain very connected and conscious. It feels like having a child at this time in your life is really the doorway that's going to open a lot of avenues for you. And I'm not just saying that because I'm into kids, you know, it's not just that. It's simply that your soul and this child's soul agreed that it was time for you to come together because there are things that are going to open. Now, the consciousness is moving and changing radically very quickly. So there are a couple things I would suggest to anyone is don't get too attached to anything. You have the plan, you stay grounded and see how it manifests, okay? That's going to help you stay calm because you're going to need to stay calm. All right, you stay in your heart. You like peace, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what the heck, right? So the secret to the peace is don't get attached to anything, you know? Remember, ultimately, you have everything you need because you're connected, okay? So there's nothing to worry about, right?
Oh, that's my biggest struggle. I get too connected.
Well, all you want to do is ground, okay? When people say I get too connected, it means, oh, I'm up there a lot. I'm not here much. So what you want to do is just get present. And that's part of the reason why the nature beings are knocking on your door, the tree people. They want you to go outside and interweave the roots of the bottoms of your feet into the core of the earth with the trees. They want you to feel what it feels like to feel that level of consciousness fully present in your body, so that you can stay focused and present. Okay?
Okay.
You with me?
Yes.
Good. I'm going to quiz you on all this. You're doing good, though. But that's the secret. When you fly high, remember, you want your roots to go just as deep. Okay?
Okay.
Mindy, it was, and Adam, we don't have to go too much more into this, but I know this is part of your passion, Mindy, and we've talked a lot, her and I.
Mm-hmm.
She watches that gal on TV. What's the gal's name?
Teresa Caputo.
Who does
the Long Island medium.
Yes.
Yes.
And
okay.
She's so drawn to that.
Uh-huh.
Is that anything with maybe her connection to that?
Well, I remember a while back I said she could do readings. Mm. Okay? Mm. That's part of the activity. But that kind of stuff happens. It's much easier to do readings when you stay grounded. Mm. Okay?
Mm.
So, like if you lived in this area, Mindy, I would come and have you do a class with me, you know, because you're a natural. You're a natural. You just want to be able to embody it. But since you're not here, I'm giving it to you over the phone.
Do you have any?
Well, thanks.
Do you have any DVDs at all, Joy?
You know, that's a good idea. I'm going to have to work on that.
Mm.
But in the meantime, what I'm going to give you a few suggestions, Mindy.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to suggest that you get some crystals that are the color of the root chakra. You know the chakras, right?
No. I don't think she does.
Okay. All right, that's okay. Everybody has a spiritual body, okay? Now, in our bodies, we have 7 spiritual centers. We also have 5 outside of the body. But I'm just going to give you the 7 in the body. Down at the base of the spine, there's something called the root chakra, and the color of it is red. And then the next chakra is the creation chakra, and that's where the pubic bone is, and that color is orange. The next is the power chakra, and then the following, and that's right where the belly button is. The next is the heart chakra. That's where the heart is, and the color is green. Then there's the throat chakra, and the color is light blue. And then there's the third eye, which is right in the center of your forehead, and that's dark blue. And then the crown chakra is the top of the head, and the color of that is purple. Since you're looking at, I do feel like you can open up, like, a lot, because I can see these different doors around you opening. What I suggest that you do is you get a pouch and you start to get some crystals. And you get crystals that are the red and brown, okay? Black is good, okay? Because all those support the grounding energy, which is your root chakra. So what I'm directing you to do is make a medicine bag, okay?
Okay.
And what you put in your medicine bag are sacred objects. Let's say if you're out walking the earth and you find a feather, and it's a hawk feather, which would be a great gift, right? You stick it in the bag. Or if you have a medal of an angel or something that you feel really drawn to, you put all these things in your bag. And when you meditate, right, you sit in meditation stance and you hold your bag. I suggest you hold it or place it in your space. And you get still and you get quiet. And because you have this connection with this grandmother, you may want to start to ask her for any messages that she might have for you that are of the highest good in light, truth, order, and union, okay?
Okay.
And see what she starts to say. And you hold on to the bag and remember to breathe. There's a little secret. The things that you breathe with are the things that you merge with. So let's say when I first started channeling, not when I first started, but in my 33rd year, after channeling Christ for 33 years, I said, "Yo, you're the door. Show me what's behind there. I want to go higher." And, you know, not that there was no better than or less than, but, you know, I wanted to see more. And one of the big things that helped me was to remember to breathe with the energies I was connecting with. But I always asked for light, truth, order, and union, and made a commitment to work with integrity, too. And that's really important, okay?
Okay.
The integrity. And you have a strong sense of that. I really feel that, or I wouldn't be giving this to you, okay?
Thank you.
I have a sense that you'll lead with your heart, which is lovely.
I think you nailed that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm very excited for you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Anything more? Anything else? Mindy, you have anything?
Huh?
Mindy, do you have any questions? I'm going to make a copy of this for you because there's a lot being said. So you can
awesome.
Listen to it.
Thank you.
Back. It'll be on my site. And then also, Joy, if you were to want a copy, we'll send you one as well.
Okay.
So we're just about out of time. I have another interview actually coming up in about 15 minutes. I know I want to leave you some time here. Boy, we could go on. And maybe we can do some. I'll gladly come and have you back in within a month or so, and if you don't mind. And we'll talk about whatever it is you want to discuss.
Oh, I'd love that. That is
maybe we can channel somebody or whatever.
Yes, yes. I was just saying because of the earth changes, I've been feeling drawn to channel Gaia again.
Oh, that'd be neat.
Yeah, and I also started working with this crew called the Sirian Council, which, you know, mm-hmm. that's galactic.
Right.
That's right up your area.
That's my brother's.
But I would love that. It would be great.
I think that would be awesome. I'd love to do the Sirian Council and Gaia. You know, with Rosalind, we channeled earth energies. We channeled all different types. We channeled Christ consciousness.
Sure.
And all these different things. So I'd love to hear another perspective on it.
Wonderful. I'm there.
So what else do you want to add before we wrap this up? What would you like to say, Joy?
Okay. I would like to just share a little about the organization, T-Shirts for Peace. Okay. Our focus is on the holistic care of children and world peace. And we're very committed to stopping all forms of violence and abuse against children. If you go to our website, it's tshirtsforpeace.org, and it's all one word, tshirtsforpeace.org. You'll actually hear an interview with the head of Soul Support Systems, Flo Magdalena, where there's a little baby there, and she, after the music stops, the baby kind of goes away, and then Flo and I are having a little talk about what we are doing. Our T-shirts are actually in 28 countries. They're in the war zones in Iraq and in Rwanda. They're just getting out there. We're not just T-shirts anymore. We have alternative services and products for the kids. And we have another website we're starting for the older kids called Co-Creating Heaven on Earth with Our Children. Next year, it looks like we're having camps and experiences with horses for the kids. So this is a big deal to have this for our children now, because they need places where they can come and connect with the earth and start to feel a sense of their own power through all these changes. They've come and they've gifted us with their presence, and their work here is huge. So this organization is designed to support them and peace. So if anyone would like to check it out, my email address is also there, so there's a contact info there.
Now, you also have, you can go to soulsupportsystems.org to find out, to find you there as well, right?
Yeah, you can. It's not so easy there, but going to soulsupportsystems.org is still a great idea. There you'll see all kinds of things. The heart thread, the soul recognition work, the circuitry alignment, which we didn't get into maybe another time.
Right.
But you'll see the work there. There's so much amazing stuff there. And I also wanted to say, too, if anyone is interested in contacting me for appointments, just make sure if you email me that you write a little blurb that, you know, you, that a message that it came from the podcast, just so I would know.
Yeah, then okay. She's going to give it to you 90% off. How about that?
No. Look, we got to do an organization for kids now. We're actually working with safe houses, building safe houses and orphanages at some point, too.
That's awesome.
If people are committed to getting involved, you know, I'd love to hear from you with that, too. Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Joy. I really was lifted talking to you the other night.
Oh,
and
glad.
And now I feel the same way again. You can just, it just raises vibration when you talk to people of the same, you know. So,
And thank you very much.
You're welcome. It was so much fun doing this with both of you. And TJ, do you have any questions?
Not at this moment, because
you have to go.
I have to run along and call another fella in just a moment. But
okay.
I'm sure we will talk soon, and
okay,
I will.
Great.
I'll keep in touch with you. I'll let you know when the show's up on the site and all that stuff, and I'll call you. And we can talk anytime.
Wonderful. All right. And Mindy, it was great meeting you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Sure. And kiss the baby for me.
I will.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Joy.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.